Mike Opelka from Pure Opelka calling BS on the mainstream media for getting mad at Sinclair stations over this.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
Well, it wasn't just that single statement from one station that caused CNN and MSNBC a problem. It's when Sinclair added the same words to virtually every one of its 200 stations that caused some agita.
The sharing of biased and false news
has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets simply aren't true without checking facts first.
There was false outrage from CNN and MSNBC as this one group of stations that hits 40% of the country sent out a unified statement to its anchors. It's a cost-saving move, and it's an efficiency thing. The corporate office sends out the introduction along with the video package. The stations read it, produce it, and put it on air. And it's been happening for years. It's just that this time it's attached to the fake news business that it's gotten some attention. But as I said, this is not new. Conan O'Brien caught this happening at Christmas a couple years ago.
Who are you really shopping for this holiday season? It's okay, you can admit it if you've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
Well, it's okay, you can admit it if you have bought an item or two or maybe ten for yourself.
Conan even caught the same group of stations doing the same thing in a story about his return to television.
Talk show host Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be able to push the envelope on late night television.
Conan O'Brien may be about to push the envelope on late night television.
The moral of the story here, the left-leaning mainstream media does not appreciate it when we call them out on fake news, and we do it with a unified presentation. We're allowed to talk about Christmas shopping and make fun of late night comics, but don't you dare point the finger at CNN or MSNBC. Testudo, my friends. Testudo.